Bill, when you reviewed the tape, what did you see in last night's game?
Well, I saw a team that obviously came out and got behind 24-0 for a variety of reasons. Offensively, we just made too many mistakes. You know, in the first 32 plays of the game, we had some type of error. And it wasn't all mental. It might have been technique or whatever it was. And it just proves, again, that we've got to do a better job coaching. And, you know, we've got to do a better job playing. You know, 11 guys need to be on the same page. It's not one position. It's all 11 being on the same page. I think defensively we've got to tackle better. We gave up too many hidden yardage type plays because we didn't tackle. You know, the first guy didn't make the tackle. And then special teams, you know, that's just we can't allow that to happen, that onside kick. That's not good. But as you watch the tape, you see what type of team this is. This is a team that is a mentally tough team, a team that's never going to give up, which is good. This is a team that's always going to keep fighting. Like I said to the team today, a bunch of great guys in that locker room. Got a long season left. It's probably a good time for a little break here. Everybody needs to evaluate themselves and come back ready to go on Monday.
Do you have any type of update on Brooks Reed? He went out toward the end of the game.
Yeah, he should be. You know, again, I would list him in the day-to-day category, but I think he should be okay. But we'll know more about that next week, you know, over the weekend, see how he does. But he should be okay.
What's Jadeveon Clowney's status? Do you think he'll have a chance to play maybe on Monday against Pittsburgh?
He's progressing. I would say that that's still 50-50, you know, whether he plays in that game or not. But he's getting better. He's working at it. They're out there on the field working out, jogging, cutting, doing different things to get him back. He wants to be back. He's working very hard to get back. But, you know, I think you got to be careful there bringing a guy back too early when he's not quite ready. So we have whatever it is, 9 days, 10 days here. So, you know, we got some time to let that sort out and see where it's at. But I'd say right now it's iffy whether he would be ready for Pittsburgh or not.
How do you think Suofilo handled his first start, even with a short week, just to get ready for it?
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, he battled out there, but he has a lot of improvement to make. There are certain plays where he did a really good job. He blocked very well. Other plays where, you know, I'm sure he wishes he had the playback. He's a great kid, very hardworking kid, and he's going to get better and better the more experience he gets.
Bill, you mentioned the time you guys have before the next game. How can you utilize that time? It's almost like an extra bye week.
Yeah, it's what we'll do as a coaching staff is we've got to go back and review these six games, you know, really study these games, study our tendencies, do what we call self-scout, make sure that we're on top of that, study our players, make sure that we're putting our players in the right position to make plays, you know, evaluate that part of it too. Our players need to take these couple days off. They'll be off Saturday, Sunday. They need to take these days off and rest, get better. And then they need to evaluate themselves. They need to go in there and watch the tape and evaluate their own performances and see what they can do better when they get back here on Monday. And so I think if we all do that, I think we'll continue to try to get better and better.
I think you said it, but this is a good time for that break, you said?
I think it is, Dave. I think that, you know, we had a long training camp, tough training camp. This is six games in, which is about close to the halfway point, you know, which is a pretty good time for a little break. And just seeing how the last two games went, they were tough games, physically tough games. So I think it's a good time for a break.
Bill, you talk about, you know, obviously that, you know, it's an improvement league. You get better week by week by week. How do you do that with a guy like Ryan who's been in the league for 10 years, though? And he basically is playing at a level that he's always played at. I mean, his numbers are pretty consistent with who he's been since he came into the NFL. Can he get better?
I think each year is different, Dale. I understand the question when you look at just numbers. If you just look at numbers on a piece of paper and you say, okay, this guy's numbers are the same as they've been his whole career, I think that's different than looking at exactly what's happened. If you look at last night's game, you know, when he had a clean pocket and he was able to stand back there and throw the football, he threw a great touchdown pass to Andre Johnson. He had another great back shoulder to Andre down to the two-yard line. He had some really nice throws. When we had breakdowns in protection, whether it was the line, the backs, or the tight ends, you know, he was under duress. So it's all of these guys working together. I know that the quarterback position is a high-profile position. I understand that. I really do. But at the same time, all 11 guys need to be on the same page on every single play. That's hard to do. We've got to get better at that. We've got a lot of guys that have played a lot of football in this league that need to play better, and we need to coach it better. And I think if we continue to take that theme and understand that, you know, we'll see improvement. We have to start these games better. You know, these games aren't started out very well, so we have to. That's one thing we've got to do is come out of the gates better.
Do you ever worry about his confidence? He spoke this morning about team confidence being high. Do you ever worry about Fitzy's confidence issues?
I don't. I don't worry about his confidence. You know, I think that we have good weeks of practice, good mental sessions with him. Then we go out to practice, and he does a good job in practice, and so you know. He appears to be ready to go, you know. So I don't have any problem with what I see from him as being a confident player.
You've talked about these slow starts a lot. What are some things that you and the team can do to change? I know you've probably tried a lot of different things, but what's next?
Yeah, you know, it's just I think the players need to make up their minds that they're going to start well. You know, I think we can do maybe a better job of maybe a few different play calls here and there. But at the end of the day, offensively, if we start the game with a positive play, you know, first down, gain 4, gain 5, second and 5, then gain 3, then it's a positive, a manageable third down. We usually, when we get that first down, we're able to get into a good tempo, a good rhythm, and we're going. And you would say that about most offenses. Defensively, you know, we with the exception of last night, we've come out and played pretty well in the beginning of games for the most part. So we got to get back to doing that defensively. Special teams-wise, we can never let that happen, what happened last night. I mean, that's just not good football. That's on both sides. That's coaching and playing, and we can never let that happen. We have to be alert for all those types of things and do a better job with that. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, once we put the game plan in, the players need to go out there and start the game the way that they're supposed to start the game. And we'll continue to look at that as a coaching staff and try to put him in the right place.
Bill, going back to Fitzpatrick, during the preseason you said he was locked in as a starter. A lot of the guys today said that they want to continue to have time with him because they think they haven't come close to hitting their offensive ceiling. Is he still fully locked in as a starter and you guys have full confidence in him?
He's our starter. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say to Dale. You know, I think that, you know, again, I'm trying to articulate this the right way. When you look at numbers on a piece of paper, yeah, you can look at anybody's numbers and you can decide how you want to, you know, define those numbers. When you look at the film never lies. And what the film shows us is that everybody on offense has to play better. Everybody. The line has to play better. The backs have to play better. The tight ends, the receivers. And we have to coach better. We've got to get these players to understand better what we want them to do. And I think once we start seeing that, we see more consistent play from everyone, then all the positions will be, you know, in better shape, including quarterback. So, you know, again, I think it comes down to a lot of times last night he was hitting his fifth step or his third step and he had a guy right in his face. Or maybe there was a miscommunication on his part of what we were trying to do, and he has to clean that up himself. But everybody has to do better.
You know, logically, anybody would have said, "Well, you got a whole new system, offense, defense. You're new, a bunch of new players. Where is this team after six games? Based on what you realistically thought, where you thought they could be after six games?"
Here's what this team is. I think that this team is a team right now that wins close and loses close. I think even if you look at the Giant game, you know, we had cut that lead to I think a touchdown during that game, even though the score didn't look close at the end. But I felt like that was a close game for a while there in the second half. We win close, we lose close. So what's the difference in those games where we're winning close? Well, and then the ones where we're losing close. It's these errors that we're making that we have to coach better. It's these mistakes that we're making, whether it's lack of communication on the field or maybe a wrong route or a wrong read or a wrong coverage check or whatever it might be, a missed tackle here and there. If we can eliminate the majority of those mistakes, you'll see a team that begins to win. And I think that this is a team that once we start winning, you know, this is a team to be reckoned with. But until we start doing that and understanding that we have to fix those mistakes, then we'll be win close, lose close. We'll be back and forth like that. One thing I will say, though, and I say this a lot, just because I just, you know, again, nobody, I haven't really said this to anybody today, but I, I think our crowd is the best crowd in the NFL. I mean, when Watt returned that fumble for a touchdown, I've never heard a stadium that loud in my life. And remember now, I coached at Penn State where there are 107,000 people at a lot of games. So this stadium and our fans mean so much to our players. And again, we all wish that the outcome was different last night, but we can't say thank you enough to our fans and the city of Houston for the support. And we just, you know, again, we need them to keep coming out.
We've certainly talked a lot about JJ this season, but at this point people are starting to say he might be in the MVP conversation this season. What would that mean for a defensive player, and can you just talk about what he's been doing?
Well, I think when you look at what he's done and how he affects games, you know, everybody looks at the stats and they look at, you know, two sacks here, you know, the touchdowns, and but he affects the game on almost every play with the way he plays. And I think that Romeo and the defensive staff, Bill Kolar, they do a good job of moving him around, so it's hard to know where he's lined up. And he's able to affect the game in every position. And so I think when you look at that, for our football team, he's a very valuable member of our football team, that's for sure. So when you look at that and you see on every – the thing that's tough for you guys is, you know, you don't see some of those plays where – He actually affects the play even by just beating a guard and the quarterback has to get rid of it a lot sooner than he wants to, or by nipping a running back's heels as he's running an outside zone and he trips him up and then the next guy comes in and tackles him because he got penetration on the play. So he affects the games in quite a few different ways.
Bill, last year they lost a lot of close games. You've lost two close games in 5 days. How do you keep that from mushrooming?
Yeah, we have to – that's kind of what I'm talking about, John. I think that we all just watch the film together. Offensively and defensively, we sat in there and, you know, we communicated to the players about how we want these plays to look. And when they look right, like I'll use you an offensive example. When Arian ran that run in, you know, going to the left of our bench there on an inside zone, he didn't get touched going in the end zone. That was a very, very well-blocked play. It was communicated properly. It was a great formation, and he went into the end zone clean. You know, when we do things right, we look pretty good. But when we have these up and down plays where whether it's miscommunicated or there's a mistake, we've got to clean those up. And I think the players watch it. They understand it. There's no finger pointing. Coaches are in it. We got to coach it better. And I think they all understand that we're in it together, and they're going to work real hard to improve it. And that's how you end up cleaning those things up.
Did you have a problem with DeAndre going after that fumble? He said that he thought it was an incompletion and he hesitated. Otherwise, he would have gone in there and got it.
No, I had no problem with how anyone reacted on that play.
How's Brandon Brooks?
I just had a problem with the play, you know, that we fumbled, obviously. What's that?
How's Brandon Brooks?
He woke up sick yesterday. He was had nausea and just, you know, had that bad bug. So, you know, we had to deactivate him. But he's doing better today.
Is